Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A top U.S. spy chief has testified the evidence is firm that Russia interfered with the U.S. presidential election. National Intelligence Director James Clapper spoke before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This was a multifaceted campaign, so the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
President-elect Donald Trump, who has made no secret of his admiration for Russian President Vladimir Putin, has said he has serious doubts Russia was involved in the hacking. Police in Bangladesh today say they have shot and killed two suspects in last year's brutal attack on a cafe in Dhaka. While Islamic State claim responsibility for that attack, Bangladeshi officials say the attackers were members of the group Jamaat-ul-Mujahideen Bangladesh, which had been banned for more than 10 years. At least 9 people were killed when a car bomb exploded in a coastal town in Syria. It was the first such explosion reported since a new ceasefire was implemented last week. That ceasefire in Syria appeared fragile even before this attack as government forces escalated their offensive near the capital of Damascus, and a coalition of rebel groups said they would suspend their participation in preliminary peace talks set for later this month in Kazakhstan. The ceasefire excludes extremist targets, including rebel-held territory on the outskirts of Damascus. This is VOA News. Leaders of ethnically divided Cyprus.